to something like this? And also, what's the breakdown like? But we'll come to the breakdown after.
There's quite a lot of work. It's days prior to these events that I'm either gathering or making. I try to avoid muddling at all costs. That helps with efficiency. Try to make everything into a syrup. Day of, you can batch your citrus and syrup or whatever you need to do to make that faster. But prep is, you have to just learn it. It's been the weirdest thing because I can't hire someone yet to just say, hey, do this, because I'm still learning it.
Yeah.
It's more of a feel game. And just the more that you have, the better. I say just always err with more. That way you don't screw yourself, and then see what you can cut back on. It's days of work, man. I mean, the citrus alone, just squeezing all those lemons and limes, I mean, that's like 2 to 3 hour process. And mm-hmm. then you got to clean it all, loading the truck, another hour and a half. The next day of cleaning is about 4 to 5 hours, just running everything through the dishwasher, cleaning buckets, letting coolers dry. I'm putting in definitely 2 to 3 times the amount of hours of prep than the actual event.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it.
Yeah.
That makes sense 100%. Because I guess what people think of in their minds is they're thinking like, oh, bro, you know, these people want me to bartend for 4 hours and they're going to pay me such and such dollars. That's good money, man. You're like, no. At your bar, bartending for 4 or 5 hours is easy.
Yeah.
Your ice machine's in the back. You had a prep guy to juice everything up, and you're just going to get back there and you do the fun stuff of just slinging out drinks. Yeah. But when you're doing an on-site event, it's like there's no ice machine in the back. There might not even be a freezer. There might not be refrigeration. So you need to bring all this stuff in. You need to figure out how you're going to get your running water, how you're going to be rinsing your tins. And you need to plan that out with what menu you offer and how you're managing your glassware. Because, you know, if you're doing like not plastic, if you're doing rented glassware, there's so much stuff that could go wrong. I've done events like that, you know, like for brands like a Tales of the Cocktail, right? Where like, who stole our glassware? And they're like, oh, the food catering company, they've been pouring wine in your coupes. And I'm like, what? And then, but meanwhile, now we're sending out like Southsides in wine glasses.
Yeah, I have a wedding in June. We have glassware. I try to talk people out of it, quite honestly. Like, hey, let's just do throwaway disposable. Mm-hmm. No one's going to hurt themselves. It's just easier. But with glassware, you have to hire an actual busser just to collect the glass.
Yeah, so it doesn't get shattered.
Just by you get stacked.